Lampman. The Lampman Farmers Market has only been around for 4 years, but it continues to grow. Twyla Quantrill and Carrie Jo Niebergall are the committee organizers of the market, and this is their first year at the helm. When Quantrill was asked to take over the market, she knew help would be needed, and this is when Niebergall came on board. The markets are held Wednesday nights throughout the summer months. At first, it was difficult to find an evening and weekday for the market. They did not want to interfere with other markets in the area. The Lampman branch of the Royal Canadian Legion offered their parking lot for the event, and the Harvest Cafe allows use of their restrooms. On a good week, the market will see 10 to 12 vendors. These vendors come from the area to display and hopefully sell their goods. Jeanette Furchoff, a longtime resident of the Lampman area, was also at the market selling the 75th anniversary homecoming cookbook. Over 30,000 of these cookbooks have been sold since it was printed in 1984. Fresh produce is available along with home-baked breads. One vendor offers small-sized pies and breads for the small families and seniors. Sourdough bread and sugar-free bread are offered by yet another vendor. The kids could enjoy cotton candy, a waffle dog, and have their face painted. They could also check out the slime and homemade Play-Doh. Jeans, sewing, crocheting, and homemade soaps were among the vendors as well. Each week the market will host a barbecue. The proceeds from one barbecue went to the Lampman Food Bank, raising $287 and attracting several bags of non-perishable foods. All money raised from the barbecues remains in the community, or if an organization holds one, the proceeds would go to the club. Entertainment is another attraction at the market. Monica Dayton came to sing recently to the waiting crowd. With the weather permitting, the Lampman Farmers Market will continue into September. It is their hope to have more produce available in the coming weeks as gardens become mature.